A mom and dad in disbelief.
It's kind of a shock to us that he even Googled it.
Their 10-year-old son had tried to view pornography.
And the kid that actually told him to look it up was younger than him. I think he was 8.
They were shocked, mad, then sad.
It was really tough for me. I think I cried.
They found out about it by happening to look at the history on a family smartphone and then computer.
I don't want him to have that addiction. I know that it ruins lives.
Therapist Todd Olson says if your child is addicted, they may isolate themselves or act secretive, obsessive, and irritable.
You've got to keep a tab on them right now and clamp everything down.
Use blocks, passwords, and passcodes. Get parental safety controls and filtering software. Put Google and YouTube in safety mode.
Kids have so much freedom that parents have forgotten how to supervise.
Child psychologist Doug Goldsmith says keep the computer in sight at all times.
Kids really can't have computers and TVs in their bedrooms. That's just a recipe for disaster because of what they're going to be watching.
You're not allowed to have your phone in your room at nighttime.
Parents can do everything right, but their child could still be exposed or try to get around the blocks of controls. So talk to your kids.
We should be doing healthy sex education.
These aren't girls that wanted you to really see them without their clothes on. These are girls that are being forced to do it or paid to do it, who are starving if they don't do it.
Stay close to your children, stay connected.
These therapists say parents are still the most important people in kids' lives. You do have influence, and you can use it to protect your children. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.